With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Kremlin is not ruling out a meeting of two presidents, Russia's Vladimir Putin and Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky. At the White House, Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt was asked about it.
I understand that the White House is working and allies are working to make this meeting happen, but did Putin promise to do a meeting with Zelensky, a direct meeting, in the coming weeks?
He has, and I just answered that question for you.
President Trump says he would be willing to attend the summit if he was asked to do so. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. President Trump seems to have embraced that passage from Matthew's gospel as he pursues peace between Russia and Ukraine.
The president told Fox News he's trying to end the Russia-Ukraine war, at least in part, because he wanted to go to heaven. And White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt doesn't think he was joking.
I think the president was serious. I think the president wants to get to heaven, as I hope we all do in this room as well.
However, the New Testament book of Ephesians makes clear that salvation is the result of grace through faith, not by works. Greg Clugston, Washington.
As Hurricane Aaron starts stirring things up along the East Coast, on North Carolina's Outer Banks, the locals know the drill.
We've been through so many storms that it's not, it doesn't change a whole lot. Some people are trying to decide whether they're going to leave or stay still. But, for the most part, most of the residents are still here, I believe.
Shopkeeper Tommy Hutcherson on Ocracoke Island, parts of the Outer Banks are under evacuation orders. In Texas, Republican lawmakers may take a vote today on their congressional redistricting plan as Democrats vow to take it to court. Israel's military preparing to widen its anti-terrorism operations in some of Gaza's most densely populated areas. On Wall Street this morning, Dow features down 46. This is SRN News. A group of pastors has a message for Kroger.
The giant grocery store chain is a longtime supporter of the LGBT agenda, and the clergymen, 80 of them from several denominations, are threatening a boycott. In a letter to Kroger officials, they urge them to, quote, please stay out of politics and do not alienate your customer base. Otherwise, your customers may just walk out the door and never come back. Kroger is already planning to close 60 stores over the next 18 months due to poor sales. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another Indian state is making it harder to spread the gospel. Officials in Uttarakhand are expanding their anti-conversion laws to include all communication via digital media. That means that if a Christian is caught evangelizing online, he can be prosecuted. The state is the first one in India to expand its anti-conversion ban in this way, and it's feared that other states will be following suit in the near future. This is SRN News. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear has taken emergency action to ban the sale of a synthetic drug known as designer Xanax in his state.
The Democratic governor's action came after a request from his state's Republican Attorney General, Russell Coleman, who is leading a broader effort to combat the drug linked to dozens of overdose deaths last year in Kentucky. A coalition of 21 attorneys general has urged the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration to take emergency action banning the drug. They warn the dangerous drug is being passed off as prescription pills, commonly used to treat conditions such as anxiety disorders and seizures. John Scott reporting.
Minnesota has joined a wave of states suing TikTok, claiming the app uses addictive algorithms that harm young people's mental health. The suit filed this week alleges TikTok violates state laws. More details at SRNNews.com.